For All Things Considered on Georgia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ricky Bevington. It has been a tough year for sports fans in Georgia. Atlanta United fell one game short of returning to the MLS Cup last week, and the Braves were booted from the first round of the playoffs for the second year in a row. For the Falcons, 2019 has been even worse. The team is 1-7 entering this Sunday's game against the Saints. Many fans are calling for head coach Dan Quinn to lose his job. So far, Quinn is still running the show, but with every loss, pressure is mounting on team owner Arthur Blank to make a change. So joining me now to talk about this is our Morning Edition producer and reporter Taylor Gant. Hi, Taylor.
Glad to be here, Ricky.
So, of course, social media has been buzzing for weeks about the Falcons coaching situation. How did we get to this point, and how much is Dan Quinn really to blame?
Yeah, it is really wild to think how prestigious this team was. Even though they lost in the Super Bowl to the Patriots, coming off of that year, they were expected to be a perennial contender, but it's just gotten slightly worse every season. They had Dan Quinn's first losing season as head coach last year, and of course this year is following even more in suit. And you asked the question about where the blame lies, and it's a very fair one, but the thing is, they fired both of Dan Quinn's coordinators this last season, and Quinn said that he would take over the defense. It's what he did before he came to the Falcons via Seattle, and the defense has gotten even worse this year, giving up over 30 points a game. It's clear to see that whatever Dan Quinn is trying, it's not working out right now.
Why didn't the team fire Quinn this past week after the last loss to the Seahawks? That was the Falcons' sixth loss in a row.
Yeah, and it really seemed like the cards were lining up to do so. You talked about the fan outrage on social media. It was at a fever pitch at that point. And Arthur Blank held a press conference after that game, which you don't normally see from the owner of a team. You know, he had given a few statements here and there in support of the coach. But this time around, it seemed like he was really setting things up for an imminent change.
You know, I'm extraordinarily disappointed in the season. Nobody would have anticipated 1-7. And, you know, the lack of consistency. And today was a prime example of that. So we'll take the next couple of weeks during this bye period of time and evaluate where we are. And, you know, whatever decision we have to make, it'll be made for the right reasons for the long term.
Now, Ricky, if you heard that from your boss, probably not great things coming in the future, right?
No.
So a lot of people took that press conference as a setup for Quinn's eventual firing, but nothing happened. It's been 2 weeks since Arthur Blank had that press conference, and they've made a few changes, moved some coaches around, no firings. So as of now, Dan Quinn is still leading the team.
Let's hear a little bit from the coach himself, Dan Quinn. This is from a press conference earlier this week.
Talked to the team today about our second season beginning and a fresh start with that, what that looks like. Eight game slate to go. No better way to start it than with a division matchup right off the bat.
So Quinn sounds a little bit nervous there, but he also is injecting real optimism. Is there a chance for Atlanta to bounce back against the Saints this coming Sunday?
Yeah, the way he's characterizing it is that this is the start of the second season for the Falcons. Eight games left. We're halfway through.
That's not how it works, coach.
That is correct. The previous eight games still count. But the two main ways that any team really wins in football is you have to protect your quarterback and you have to go get the other guy's quarterback. And the Falcons have been doing a very poor job of both. They're dead last in the league in sacks right now with only seven. Carolina, who is leading the league, 34. So a pretty big difference there. Matt Ryan's coming back from an injury where he had like a lower body issue. He's coming back this week, but hopefully he can stay protected. So right now, especially against a Saints team that is soaring right now, they've won six straight games. It's going to be a tough task for the Falcons to pick up a win here.
Looking ahead, though, who could be in a position to lead the Falcons in the future?
Well, there is a golden boy choice that pretty much every team in the NFL who needs a coach is looking for, and that would be Lincoln Riley, who is the coach for the University of Oklahoma. He's been the guy who's taught the last two Heisman-winning quarterbacks, which would be Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. But it's going to be tough to pull him, considering how popular of a candidate that he is. And he's also making seven figures in Oklahoma right now, so he doesn't really need much of a pay raise.
So, Taylor, at this point in the season, is it even worth changing coaches? Can this season be salvaged for the Falcons?
I think the answer is no, and that's probably why a change hasn't happened. You know, speculating here, but Arthur Blank probably understands that this season is lost. It would take something miraculous for them to even have a chance at making the playoffs with already seven losses in that column. So it really wouldn't make too much sense to shuffle everything if we know that the eventual answer is going to be blowing it all up at the end of the season.
Well, we will find out after Sunday's game. Taylor Gann is GPB's Morning Edition producer and reporter. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Ricky.